Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope your week is going well. Hope you, your family, your friends, everyone in your world is staying strong and staying healthy right now, and we are glad to have you here with us today. And hey, I hate to bring this up, but kids football, it is here. Do you realize we will not have another weekend without some kind of football until sometime in February? Oh, that is just such good news. That is just such amazing news to hear that. Sure, I know. This weekend is a little bit limited. I understand. We do have some college football this weekend. Remember, they call it week zero, which might not be the best selling point, if I'm being honest. Because, I mean, if I told you, hey, I'm setting you up on a blind date. Oh, well, how is she? Oh, she's a zero. Yeah, you might not want to go. But this weekend, this Saturday morning, we have Florida State versus Georgia Tech. That is taking place in Dublin, Ireland. I mean, the grass is going to be green. It's going to be pretty, if nothing else. And I will say this, and this might sound insane when I say it, Southern Methodist versus Nevada on Saturday might be a much better game than anyone expects. But then, you know, we have preseason football going all weekend. And then, I mean, after this week, it is on. We have been waiting all summer. We have been dying all summer for something to watch. Hey, tell your spouses goodbye. Wish the family and all the friends all the best. And let's jump into football with both feet. I cannot wait. Hey, today on the show, we have something extra special for you because we will be joined by president of the Daily Dose I-Team. Yes, I am talking about Big Rob. And we are going to be breaking down exactly what to expect in this college football season. We will be looking at the top conferences. We will be looking at who is going to be a contender. We are going to look at who is going to make that first college football playoff, who is going to be on our Heisman watch list. We have it all for you today. And in fact, we have so much to get into. Let's jump in right now. Joining us right now on the Daily Dose, we have a longtime friend of the show and acting president of the Daily Dose I-Team that investigates the big stories and gets the information that no one else can get. Big Rob stops by to do another annual installment of our college football preview. And Rob, I know that we look forward to it every single year, but it really feels like this might be the most highly anticipated college football season ever, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Like I said, I know we'll get into it, but just the playoff itself, more teams making it new. So it's just kind of a refresher, which is good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. Rob, once again, we have some big conference realignment. The Pac-12. Well, the Pac-12 has been dead for years, but now it's official. SMU, Cal, and Stanford are in the ACC. Yeah, that makes sense. They'll all be terrible. Oregon, Southern Cal, Washington, and UCLA are now in the Big Ten, and that is going to be really, really interesting. The Big 12, of course, lost Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC, but they pick up Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and Arizona State. We've been saying it for years. Super conferences were coming, and here they are. Once again, the SEC and the Big Ten look stacked, but if you were picking like third strongest now, would you be going ACC? Would you be going Big 12? What do you think right now before the season gets started?
I would say it's kind of a toss-up. Pretty much the same, honestly. I think Big 12, I would probably be a little bit more interested in that conference as a whole. But I think both, actually, they'll both be exciting. I think the Big 12 might be just a little bit deeper, but they are pretty close.
And that's the difference to me, is the depth. I think the tops are the top, and I think the ACC might be a little top-heavy, but going down, you know, all the way down, it gets a little tougher in the Big 12. One other thing of note that maybe people kind of missed or didn't notice, most conferences got rid of those divisions. Well, that means we get the two best teams in the conference championship games. That's a very good thing. There's no reason for me to have to take someone from another just arbitrary division. I want to see the two best teams play. This is a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, every year when we look at the schedules, that means so much, you know, like in the Big Ten, if, you know, you could have a weaker schedule on that side, you know, depending on what side you're on. But like you said, with no divisions, like you said, we really should have the best two teams at the end.
I love it. I think it's going to be really, really good. Of course, the biggest change coming this season for college football is something we have been waiting for since like the days of the BCS, and that is a 12-team college football playoff. The playoff format will be as follows. We don't want any confusion. It's confusing enough. The playoff will take the five highest-ranked conference champions and then the next seven highest-ranked at-large teams. If you're kind of wondering how this is all going to shape up, you got to make sure you keep that kind of format in mind. The top four champs will be seeded 1 through 4. They'll get a first round bye. That's very, very important because that means one conference champion does not get a first round bye. That's going to be very, very interesting. The remaining 8 teams will play in the first round. The higher seed will host the lower seed at their home campus. Also, very, very interesting. They can choose a designated location, but who's going to not want it, you know, in their backyard? Of course, they're going to want it. And then in the second round, the top seed will play the winner, and then we'll get down to bowl games. The semifinal games will rotate among the Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Cotton, Fiesta, and Peach Bowl. Rob, we've been waiting for this for years. We've been wanting this for years. This is going to be wild. We're going to finally see a college football champion decided on the field.
Absolutely. I like it. Like I said, I at first I thought it was too many teams, you know, to jump from 4 to 12. I was a little worried about it. Then going through it and kind of looking how this is going to shake out, I think it's good. We'll wait and see how this one goes. I know there's already been early talks about adding a little bit more to it, which I think is really going to be too many. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And like you said, those matchups going down the stretch, it's going to be quite interesting.
It's going to be really, really wild. And we're going to have so many big games. I mean, we were just kind of going through making our picks and talking about how we would, you know, kind of set this up. We haven't even, you know, we never discuss who we picked, but we talked about kind of the format of it. We're going to have some huge, crazy games coming, and I can't wait for it. Now, Rob, I hate to bring this up. We don't take any pleasure in this next segment, but we do need to address it. And that, of course, is those coaches that are starting the season on the hot seat. And we've got a few that are, hey, be real careful sitting down. It's getting real, real warm. Rob, if you had to name a coach that is starting the season on the hot seat, who would you put out there?
Yeah, I've got three for you here. And one thing I will say, too, I think coaches will get a little bit of a break with this playoff. Now that there more teams in, or if you're a little bit close. So it kind of, you know, gives a little bit of relief to coaches now that there's more teams in there. So if you sneak in the playoff, you're good. Or if you're a game away, you know, losing the conference final kind of thing.
Good point.
That's going to help you out a lot. But one coach I'm going to put on there, my first guy, is going to be Ryan Day, Ohio State.
And yeah, I mean, you have to, though, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think they're going to have a good season. But again, it comes down to, can you finally beat Michigan? And then they really need to at least, I think, make it to the final. Anything short of that, he's in trouble. Like I said, always loses to Michigan, might get over that hump this year. But with the talent they have, if they're not at least in the final, I think he's in trouble.
I do, too. And can you even imagine if he loses to Michigan again? It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the playoff. It's over.
Yep, doesn't matter.
You can't lose to Michigan again. This is the year. You better take care of business. If you don't, you're in big, big trouble. I'm going to throw out one that maybe isn't quite the big name. I actually thought Arkansas would fire Sam Pittman last year when the Razorbacks went just 4-8. They had a 6-game losing streak, but then they brought him back. I think he's in big trouble because their schedule is so tough. The Razorbacks aren't going to have a ton. They don't have much depth. They've got some top-end talent. They don't have a ton. That schedule is going to beat them up. I think Sam Pittman's in big trouble in Arkansas.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Yes, like you said, especially the schedule, he could be in trouble. Next one I had, Mario Cristobal.
That's an interesting one.
The talent's there. And the reason I say this, I mean, I think overall we think he's a good coach. But last year, some very bad decisions, mainly that Georgia Tech, I think it was. You don't take the knee, end up losing that game.
And it's stuff like that that lingers. You know, it's one thing, hey, you know, give me some time. I'm trying to build the, you know, program, put it together. But when there's like a specific incidence of bad coaching, that's something that kind of lingers a little bit. So I think he needs to really show some improvement here, or he might find himself in a little bit of trouble.
That's a good point, because boosters and fans, and now it used to be, okay, boosters are boosters. They can shut up. Boosters are paying your kid's salary. You got to make them happy now. You don't have a choice. If they look back and they remember that dumb boneheaded move you made, yeah, you're going to end up getting fired real quick. That's just how it's going to be. I'm going to throw out one more, and Rob, I'm going to go just up the road from what you just said. The Florida Gators, I think, are improving. I think. But Gainesville is not going to be very patient with Billy Napier. The good news is he has some talent. The bad news is the schedule is brutal. Napier is coaching for his job, and he's going to be coaching against really, really good teams. He's going to really have to show up this year. If the Gators go out and are, you know, again, last year, 4 or 5 game losing streak, he's gone. It's going to be over. Billy Napier's got to step up.
Yeah, that was actually my number one hot seat. And for the reason you said, and I kind of feel bad here. I think he might be in a catch 22, because I think they will be better. I think they will improve. But the back half of that schedule is terrible. So if they come out, you know, 7-5-ish, you know, like around there, it might not look great. But I think that would be actually a good, you know, season and improvement, you know, just because of that schedule. But like I said, he might not get the benefit of the doubt if they just look at the record. Because like I said, I think they will be better this year. But like I said, that schedule is a nightmare on the back
half.
It's
bad. It's bad. And the bad thing, you brought up the back half of that schedule. You could start off your year, hey, 4-1 looking good, and go 4-8, and it's over like real quick. It could go bad really, really fast. Rob, let's jump into our conference preview, and let's start in the Atlantic Coast Conference, which is in a very foul mood, I might add. Going into the season, the ACC is already met. Last year, Florida State went undefeated, but then they lost starting quarterback Jordan Travis. They got left out of the college football playoff. The ACC feels slighted. They are big, big mad. I understand it. I didn't think they should have got in. It was different. Sorry, Florida State. It's just how it is. But going into this year, you know the ACC is going to be out to try to prove they are one of the big dogs. They've got a chance now with a 12-team playoff. Rob, who is your first contender? We'll get to our champion a little bit later, but who's a contender you have in the ACC?
My first contender I'm going to give you is NC State.
Yep.
They've won at least 8 games in 6 of the last 7 years. They got Coastal Carolina transfer Grayson McCall at QB.
Yes.
And this is a team that has a top 3 ACC defense every year. So kind of one of those teams, you know, perfect contender, just in the mix, have been consistent year over year. And like I said, this could be one of the years. I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, take a step up and they're contending for a title this year.
Yeah, I think NC State is going to be a very, very dangerous team. Like you said, Grayson McCall, that kid can play a little bit. That's going to be fun to watch. And honestly, when you look at NC State, at least on paper, we saw what they've done the last few years. It seems like they've been building towards something. You know, the one drawback, NC State never does anything ever. That's why you're like, yeah, but it's NC State. So, I mean, sorry, but reality is reality. I'm going to, I had NC State as well, but I'm going to throw out a contender, and it's the team we just talked about, and that is Miami. They're starting to put together some talent after decades of, you know, trying. They're not ready to be champions, don't get me wrong. They've put some focus on the line of scrimmage, though, and that should pay some dividends. I just don't have faith that Miami can win the close games. And the Canes really need Cam Ward to stay healthy. If he doesn't, it'll go bad. But Rob, you and I both know how to fix this. You bring back the turnover chain, they'd be my pick. They didn't bring back the turnover chain, they're not my pick. You get Luther Campbell, design that chain, let's get it back. Let's start, you know, getting in fights after, you know, extra points or whatever again. We'll bring back the glory that was Miami. They'll be tough, but they're not championship material. Who do you have as your next contender?
Next contender I'm going to give you is Louisville. Jeff Brohm, good coach, always been a good coach. They've got plenty of returning. Another QB transferred I'm interested in. Texas Tech guy, Tyler Shough's over here. Yep. Health has always been a question with him. 7 starters returning on the defense. And again, similar to NC State, just kind of really good coach. Well, in Louisville's really good coach, good program. Think they're going to be a mix if things break right. They can kind of contend. I don't think they'll take it all, but I have them in the mix this year in the ACC.
Good call. Good call. All right, Rob. I've got one last contender, and then I've got my champion. You got more than that?
Yeah, I've got two contenders and a champion.
Give me one more contender.
Another one, you'll probably have them, FSU.
Ooh.
They only have eight starters back. That's concerning, and you wonder about that turnaround, you know, that all that disappointment last year. It's going to be hard to come back again, so I think they'll be decent in the mix. So I have them kind of contending, but I think it probably falls apart mid-season, but I think they'll be better than expected.
I've got my last contender, Rob, as Florida State.
Okay.
And for the very reason that you said, hey, Mike Norvell is a great offensive mind, but Jordan Travis is gone. And we all saw what they did without him. They got whooped. And replacing him is former quarterback at Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei. I'm not a believer in DJ. I want to be. You haven't given me any reason to really believe you can be the guy. And like you said, that Florida State defense, that was their strength. They lost a lot of those people. It's going to be different this year. I know everyone's kind of penciling Florida State in. I'm not quite ready to do that. Good, yes. Champion, I don't know that they are. I have them as a contender. So, Rob, who's your final contender then?
Well, it's going to be your champion, Clemson.
Yes, it is.
And my winner, you already mentioned, I've got Miami actually taking the ACC.
You've got Miami winning it. Okay, okay.
I do. Clemson, I think they're going to be great. The lack of Dabo using the portal is just, it bothers me. I think it comes back to haunt him. The defense is going to be good. Cade Klubnik, another season under him. Yeah. So I think they're going to be good. I couldn't make myself do it because of that. Like I said, I don't like that Dabo never gets in the portal. He's been stubborn on that. And so because of that, I'm going to have Miami in the upset pick.
Okay. You know, I went with Clemson because of that defense. I think that defense is going to be legitimately really, really good. The question, like you mentioned, can Cade Klubnik really be the guy? He shows flashes here and there. He doesn't have consistency where you go, no, he's just going to step up and he's going to make plays every single game. We haven't seen that yet. And until he can prove that, we've got questions about Clemson. I don't know if they are quite ready to be a big dog. Here's the other problem for Clemson. You start with Georgia, you might start off the year 0-1. That's going to be tough. And you have to go to Tallahassee this year. That won't be easy either. We know that they have gone to Tallahassee and won, but that's going to be difficult. I've got Clemson as my champion. Rob, you've got Miami as your champion. What made you take Miami?
Just because I didn't want to pick Clemson, honestly. Like I said, I hate that Dabo doesn't get in the portal. And like I said, I just think, you know, times have changed and you got to do both. You still have to build a program. You got to plug in some holes in the portal. And just the fact that he wasn't, is just being so stubborn on that. I decided before I started that I wasn't picking Clemson to win it because of that.
Is a spite pick.
Spite vote. Yeah. So give me Miami. Comes back. Turnover chain, everything.
Rob, they bring back that turnover chain. They're winning it. And it doesn't matter what anybody wants to happen. It would all just snowball for Miami if they would bring that back and just get crazy again. But they don't want to do that. I understand it. Rob is going to take Miami. I'm going to take Clemson to win the ACC. Neither one of us are going to take Florida State. We'll see if that comes back to bite us. We move next to the Big Ten, where the Michigan Wolverines rolled to a national title last year, despite the fact that their head coach was literally suspended for cheating during the championship season. What can we say? The NCAA runs a really tight ship. But now, with the addition of some of those top teams in the Pac-12, the Big Ten is going to be stacked. Rob, this is going to be fun. Give me your first contender in the Big Ten.
Yes, Big Ten. I know we'll get to SEC too, but clearly the two deepest out of the things. You know, out of all the Power Four now.
Power Four. That's exactly right.
But my first contender I'm going to give you is Nebraska.
Okay.
I think Matt Rhule is a good college coach.
I do too.
It's his second year. Everywhere he's gone, he's actually turned it around in the second year. Dylan Raiola, I think, is going to be one of the best freshman QBs that we have here. He did good work in the transfer portal this year. So I think we'll see a big jump for Nebraska. Again, nowhere near, you know, winning it all. But I think we're going to see a lot of improvement with Nebraska. So they'll be in the conversation you know, like I said, mostly for the improvement, not necessarily to win the conference. But I do like them in the mix this year. I think they're going to take a big step forward.
I do too. I think they're going to have an improved season. I like that pick of Nebraska. I'm going to throw out a contender. I'm going to regret it. It usually takes like 5 years for Iowa to put together another good team. But the Hawkeyes did win 10 games last year. They returned most of that defense, and it's a good thing because their offense is horrible. Iowa was winning games like 3-2, but they were winning games. Tim Lester is in offensive coordinator. That has to be an improvement over last year. It'll be ugly. Iowa will win some games. They'll win some really ugly games. No, they're not a championship kind of team, but Iowa's at least going to be tough. They're going to be a contender, so I'll make them a contender. They're my first contender. What do you have next?
Yep, I had Iowa as well, like you said, just because of that defense, and the offense has to get better, right? I mean, it
can't be worse.
It has to. Another contender I'm going to give you is USC. Reason being, Grinch is finally out as the DC. They brought in Lynn from UCLA, who did have a really good defense with probably not as much talent. So, yeah, Lynn should have more talent at USC. So I think the defense gets better, which is, you know, has obviously been a problem past couple seasons. This year, I know the offense is questionable. Obviously, they lost Caleb Williams to the NFL, but it is Lincoln Riley. I mean,
yeah.
So you have to think that the offense is still, even if it takes a step back, will still be good. So I think USC is going to surprise some people. I think that defense is going to be better, and I think they're going to be in the mix on here.
Yeah, I think they will be too. The hard part for USC is they've got a really, really tough schedule. And I mean, it's from the beginning all the way through. They'll have a couple of soft weeks, but they start out tough. It's going to be a tough schedule, but USC should be good. They've got a ton of talent out there. Rob, I'm going to give you another contender, and it's going to be the defending champions, because I'm going to make Michigan a contender because they're the defending champs. But I'm going to be honest. I expect them to take a large step backward this year. They lost quarterback J.J. McCarthy. They lost running back Blake Corum. They lost a lot of that defense. Oh, and they lost head coach Jim Harbaugh. I don't know if they like fall off a cliff and have like a 4-win year. I'm not saying that, but you can't just reload all of those losses. That's a lot to fix. And again, tough schedule. You can't just go out and say, hey, we can roll out a couple of backups. Good luck. Everybody's going to be keying for you this year. I think Michigan will still be tough. They'll be scrappy and catch them on the wrong week. They're going to whoop you, but Michigan, they don't look like a champion to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't have them on my list because I think they're going to take a nosedive, see a lot more crying on the sideline, but for different reasons from head coach. Exactly. But the next one I'll give you, Penn State.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a good defense, but strictly contender status. I mean, they almost feel like Texas East Coast with the hype builds around early, but just don't trust them in big games. So, yeah, I think they'll be contending. Like I said, I think that defense is going to be really good. But I think the big games, they just I don't think they're Franklin can get them over the hump in the big games.
Agreed. I have the exact same thing. I really like Penn State. I like a lot of what they bring back. You know, they bring back actually some talent this year on the offensive side, except that offense is awful. So I don't know if that's good or not. So that might not be as good as we would hope. They need either the offense to really start scoring, or the defense is going to have to be great. Being good won't be good enough. Same thing. I would put Penn State as a contender, not as like a true champion. Rob, I have one more contender. How many more do you have left?
Same. I got one more contender and a champion.
All right.
Same two teams.
It might be the same. I am going to throw out my final contender, and that is Oregon. Same.
Oregon is my contender, so I'm sure we got them flip-flopped.
No, I've got Oregon as my contender, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got them as my champion. I meant
Oregon. We have them as your champ. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then we've just got them swapped. So you have Oregon as your champ. You have Ohio State as your contender.
Ohio State, last contender. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, Ohio State, obviously stacked. Yes. They're great. Yes. Ryan Day, I feel like they're going to lose to Michigan again, even though they shouldn't. So Oregon in the upset. Like I said, I don't like Dan Lanning, not my favorite coach. But the talent's there. Dylan Gabriel transfer. Defense is good. So I said, this is going to be another upset pick for me. Give me Oregon to win the Big Ten.
I can't really argue with you. I have Oregon as my top contender. They are absolutely capable of winning this conference. Remember, they went 12-2 last year, and most of that offense is back. They lose the top receiver and they lose Bo Nix. But you bring in Dillon Gabriel, he's really good. He just got to stay healthy. That's going to be the key for him. Defense is young up front, but they'll still be very, very good. If that defensive front doesn't grow up, I could see them, you know, losing some games that they shouldn't, but they're going to be tough. I have Ohio State my champion. Like Rob said, roster is loaded. Kyle McCord is out, but Will Howard comes over from Kansas State. He's got wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, the top recruit in the country. Ohio State is stacked. Can they actually do something with it? They haven't since Urban, so we'll have to see. All right, Rob, you take Oregon. I take Ohio State. We are moving on from the Big Ten, and we're going to move to the Big 12, which sent the Texas Longhorns to the college football playoff a year ago. And while Texas and Oklahoma are now gone, the league is still going to have some talent. I mean, they have that makeover. They added Arizona, Colorado, Arizona State, Utah. The Big 12 is going to look very different this year. It looked a little bit different last year. They've got a chance to be very, very solid, though. Rob, who is your first contender in the Big 12?
Yeah, I only had three contenders here. Like I said, okay. I think it is a deeper league, though, like we talked about. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of good games here.
Yep.
But the first contender I'll give you is going to be Kansas.
Yep.
We've got Jalen Daniels back at QB, back from injury. And again, Kansas has been a program over the past couple of years. It's been solid, you know, nowhere near, obviously, their basketball still runs that school. But football has been picking it up. Like I said, kind of like we mentioned, you know, past couple of years, decent. So I think they'll still kind of be in the mix. Not ready to actually win the title yet. But I think I'm expecting a good season out of Kansas.
I am too. And I've got them as a contender as well. Hey, all they did last year was score 42 points a game. If they come out and do that again this year, good luck. My worry, honestly, for Kansas, can Jalen Daniels stay healthy? If he can, they're going to be really, really good. They could win it, but he's got to stay healthy. Last season, Kansas went 9-5. They didn't always have Daniels, and when they didn't, you saw a big drop-off. So, yeah, I've got them as a contender as well. I'm going to throw out a contender. I shouldn't do this. I'm going to make Oklahoma State a contender. Mike Gundy has a knack for putting together teams like this every few years. The Cowboys went 10-4 last year, and he brings back 18 starters from that team. Running back Ollie Gordon is probably the best running back in the country. Based on his driving record, Rob, he should be at Georgia. The schedule is very soft. I can see this team playing in the Big 12 title game easily. Oklahoma State never wins anything, though. That's my only drawback. So, I mean, they should. They should be there. They never are. But Oklahoma State's a contender.
Yeah, I agree. That's actually my number one contender. Like I said, if Oklahoma and Texas are not in the Big 12 anymore, how is it not Oklahoma State, right?
Oh, yeah.
Put that together.
He better. If not now, when?
Yeah, he's still a man. I don't know if he's still in his 40s.
He's not in his 40s anymore, because I think he and I are around the same age, and I feel like I'm in my 70s. Rob, I'm going to make another contender. I'm going to throw out the contender of the Arizona Wildcats, who should be a team to deal with. Quarterback Noah Fifita is a playmaker. Head coach Brent Brennan, he kept him. I don't know how. I thought he'd be gone. He also keeps the wide receiver McMillan very, very good, top wide receiver. Arizona ended last year on a 7-game winning streak. Remember, they beat Oklahoma in the bowl game. The problem is they lost some depth. The defense is not going to be quite as good. So I think Arizona will be tough. I don't think they're quite championship worthy just yet. They'd have to really, really improve quickly. I have one more contender and then my champ. What do you have left?
Same. I got one more contender and my champ.
All right. Let's see if these line up. Rob, who is your last contender?
Last contender is going to be Utah.
Okay. Again, we have the same teams, I bet, but we swapped. My champ is Utah. So what's your reasoning for having Utah as your top contender?
Still worried about Cam Rising. Supposed to be back, supposed to be healthy, but we heard that last year it was just going to be a couple games, and that just kept going and going. Kyle Whittingham, great coach. Defense is going to show up, you know, for sure. Really just I'm concerned about, like I said, Cam Rising. Can that offense stay healthy? That was just my biggest drawback, but I think they're going to be very good.
They are going to be very good, yeah. They got crushed with injuries last year. That was brutal. And, I mean, you went 8-5 last year. Cam Rising is a 17th-year senior. He's back for his 18th year. At that age, I mean, degenerative disease is starting to set in the bones. So we understand he might not stay healthy. Rob, if that is the case, I've got my champion as Utah. Who do you have as your champion?
Kansas State.
Yeah, I've got them as my top contender. They're going to be right there. Hey, Chris Klieman's a really good coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Last year they had three conference losses by one score. Avery Johnson, QB, I think he might be one of those guys. Seven starters back on the defense that allowed 21 points per game last season. So again, the last conference, it came down to these two teams. I was a little bit worried about Cam Rising on the offense. So we got a little crazy. So give me Kansas State to win the Big 12.
I mean, how can you not like what they've done? You know, last year they have Will Howard. They go into the season, they get to the bowl game, and Klieman plugs in Avery Johnson at quarterback for the bowl game. Kid goes out, three touchdowns, win the MVP. They roll. Now he's back full time. He's so dangerous. He can beat you any way you want to get beaten. Now he is the guy. Hey, same thing. If he stays healthy, Kansas State is going to be tough. So Rob's got K-State as his Big 12 champ. I've got Utah as my Big 12 champ. Again, we're always, you know, kind of right in sync, and we're right there again. Rob, we have the Pac. Oh, wait, no, we don't. Never mind. Rob, we finish up with the big dog of college football, the always powerful Southeastern Conference, who picks up Texas and Oklahoma this year to be even more stacked than they already were. I know that Florida State and the ACC were crying foul last year after getting left out of the playoff. Rob, you can make a case. No one got screwed more last year by the College Football Playoff Committee than the University of Georgia did. I am not a Georgia fan, but the Dogs had a three-point loss to Alabama in the title game. They didn't even get talked about. No one was even like, oh, poor Georgia. They didn't get nothing. They were just like forgotten. Of course, Alabama went to the title game. They lost to Michigan late, but this conference is going to be in the hunt as, you know, the toughest one in the country. Again, they could easily get four or five teams into the playoff very, very easily. Going to be interesting. All right, Rob, let's have your first contender from the SEC.
Yeah, SEC is going to be great. Went deep on this one. Got six contenders for you and a winner.
Okay, I think I've got four. So we're kind of in the same boat. Who's your first contender?
First one, Tennessee. This offense is going to be good. Defense has some questions. That's why I've got them low on my contender list. But again, Tennessee, you know, they had that flash season when Hooker was QB. So we'll see, you know, a couple years removed from that, if they can hang in there. But I think they've kind of have it figured out. So I think they'll be solid. Like I said, I don't think they'll be ready to contend, but I think that I have them having a good season, maybe knocking off winning a game that they shouldn't.
I could see that real easily. Hey, fat Justin Timberlake is one of the top coaches in the country. Seems like he puts together some offenses. He knows how to design offenses. Tennessee will be in the thick. Rob, I'm going to throw out LSU. Now, they've got to replace Jaden Daniels. It looks like they'll be going with Garrett Nussmeier. Their offense is going to take a step back. It's got to, I would think. But the defense should be better, and that is big because that defense last year was not very good. That was a lot of the times, you know, the reason they lost big games was because the defense just couldn't stop anybody. They've got to be better this year. He's a pretty good coach. Yes, he fakes his Southern accent or whatever, but we're seeing that from presidential candidates now. So who even cares? We don't even keep track of that stuff anymore. LSU contender, not champion. They're in the hunt. Who else you got, Rob?
Yeah. Next, I'm going to say Missouri. I like the schedule and that offense. That's an offense that I think can really sling it around. I think ultimately the defense is going to be a problem for them, and that's what's going to keep them out of the mix. But I think this is an entertaining team. Should be involved in a couple shootouts this year.
They should. And you bring up a great point because that schedule falls right for them. They might be one of those teams that has a really good record that everyone's going, yeah, but what about strength of schedule? Well, now that stuff's going to get sorted out. You're going to have to, if you skate all the way through, you're going to have to play in the championship game, and then you're going to have to win your way through a playoff. We might find out if they really are good, if they can win those games that they should win. That's going to be the tough part. Rob, I'm going to throw out a contender. I'm not used to having any faith in this team nationally, especially. But Rob, Ole Miss is going to be good.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin has put together some serious talent down in Oxford. They went 11-2 last year. They win the Peach Bowl. and no one really even paid that much attention to it. But that offense should be really, really good. Jackson Dart is back. So are his top three receivers. The offensive line returns some help as well. And the schedule isn't horrible. They avoid Alabama. They avoid Texas. The defense had to be rebuilt. But, okay, again, I don't know if it can be worse. Ole Miss is going to be pretty good, won't they?
Yeah, I agree. That's actually my number one contender. All the reasons you said, 14 returning starters, and this program has had double-digit wins in two of the last three seasons. So they're humming, like you said, and like I said, they missed some big dogs on the schedule. So that was my number one contender.
Okay. Ole Miss is going to be good. It sounds crazy because they just never really truly – no, they're going to be good this year. Who else do you have? Any other contenders you got there? I've got two more.
Yep, I've got two more as well.
What do you got?
Next one I'll give you is Alabama. Obviously, we know Saban's gone. I think the defense, because of that, is going to take a step back a little bit. But then again, on the flip side, I think that offense is actually going to be a little bit better. So again, you lose a little bit on defense. I think you gain a little bit on offense. So they'll maybe be a little slide, but I think some people might be surprised. I think Alabama's going to be in the mix again.
And they can absolutely be a playoff team. Kalen DeBoer comes in. It's going to be tough to replace Nick Saban. I mean, you never want to be the guy after the guy. Here's the good news. Alabama fans are super understanding. If you lose a few games, they don't even care. Hey, Nick lost all the time. We don't even care. They hated Nick half the time. But DeBoer does inherit a really good football team. Jalen Milroe is dangerous.
Yep.
That is a guy worth watching. Tune into him on Saturdays because he is dangerous. All right, Rob, I've got one contender left, and then I've got my champion.
Yep, I think we're lined up on this one.
I think we probably are. I'm going to go with my final contender. I can't bring myself to do it. I can't make them the champion. I got to make Texas my contender. All right.
Yep.
Same.
Same, yep.
And then we've got Georgia as the champ.
Yep.
You know, Texas, man, they have so much talent. They have so much talent. They went to the playoff last year. Quinn Ewers is back. He lost a few skill position players. That'll hurt a little bit. But if they could just be better defensively, especially against the pass, Texas is going to be a playoff kind of team. They could win the whole thing. The schedule isn't horrible. Most of the big games, they have big games, but they're at home. Texas is going to be loaded, aren't they?
Yeah, I agree. Similar to Ohio State kind of feel for me, with the rosters absolutely stacked. It's just like, I'm not ready to believe, you can put it all together.
And you're probably exactly right. Because, and the other thing is, it's one thing to do it when no one expects it. Everyone's expecting, hey, Texas, bars here.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to find out. So, Rob, we both have the Georgia Bulldogs to be the SEC champions. Kirby Smart returns a ton. He has his starting quarterback back, Carson Beck, and most of that offense. They averaged 40 points a game last year. And again, the defensive line, they lost some people. They're going to be really good again, though, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, yeah, everybody back. The talent's there. And then like you mentioned before, I think this season they've got that chip on their shoulder. Because again, that if there was an argument for someone missing the playoffs last season, it was Georgia. And so now you have a little bit of extra motivation for Kirby Smart, just a little bit fire, for those guys. So yeah, I like Georgia this year.
I do too. And it's kind of funny because they went 13-1 last year. They have a 3-point loss and they're kind of forgotten. Everybody's like, oh yeah, Georgia wasn't very good this year. No, they're really good last year. So yeah, I think they come back, like you said, with a chip on their shoulder. I think they're going to be really, really tough. Rob, we're out of conferences basically, but we know there are a couple of lurking teams out there. Who else do you have out there that might be a smaller conference or maybe an independent or whatever that you have on your radar going into the season?
Yeah, I've only got one. It was kind of funny because there was like SMU is a team that I like that would normally be in that outside conference. UCF was the same way.
Yep.
Normally they're in an outside conference, but since they joined, they kind of
now they've joined.
Of those big boys. So Liberty is the only one that I got there. Just the way the schedule lines up for them, Conference USA, I could see them really rolling. Like I said, I don't know exactly how good they are, when it comes to the playoffs, if they get there. But like I said, the way their schedule sets up, that's the one team I got my eye on that outside of the Big Four.
Rob, they can go undefeated really, really easy. They're going to be favored in every game, and they'll probably win every game by 20. Mm-hmm. The issue for Liberty, they're 3-11 against Power 5 schools. So I think they go undefeated. can you swing enough votes for you to say, I know they haven't played anybody, but we're going to put them in. They might be the top ranked conference champion, though. And so they're going to be in the thick of it. I'm going to throw Notre Dame out there. And you know that, you know, Rob and I have our issues with Notre Dame. But Marcus Freeman has said about building the Irish in the trenches. He goes out and he grabs experienced quarterbacks, you know, to lead that team. And he did it again. He went and got former Duke quarterback Riley Leonard. This team is now getting some depth. They can hang with the big dogs. I just don't know if they can beat them. They've got to play at Texas A&M early. That'll be tough. They've got to play USC. That'll be tough. But then the schedule is soft. We know they're going to get votes. Notre Dame is a playoff contender just purely because they're Notre Dame. But they're pretty good this year. They'll at least be decent. Rob, LSU quarterback Jalen Daniels won the Heisman last year. If you forgot, because I know that I did. I had to go look it up. I personally thought it should have went to Washington's Michael Penix. And as usual, I was right. This year, though, we do have a few contenders for the Heisman. Rob, let's have a contender for the Heisman Trophy in 2024.
Yeah, I'll give you one I already mentioned. Dylan Raiola, I think that's how you say it. Nebraska QB, freshman QB. Like I said, I'm expecting an improvement from Nebraska. So I think he's going to put up some decent numbers. Again, might not get the final invite to New York, but I think early in the season, you know, there's a little bit of buzz, a little bit of talk about him.
Sure, sure. You know, I'm going to go with a big name. I'm going to go with a big program. I'm going to go with Jalen Milroe, Alabama. Last year as a sophomore, he had 23 touchdowns. He ran for another 12. I don't know if Kalen DeBoer can keep Alabama at the same level that Nick Saban did. History says he probably can't. But you know what he can do? He can have him put up a ton of offensive stats. I think Milroe's stats will actually get better this year. He'll be in the thick of it for the Heisman. Give me another Heisman contender you've got.
Another one, I'm going to say USC QB, and then either Miller Moss or it could be Jaden that's coming over from UNLV. Yeah. And that's just, you know, it's Lincoln Riley. So you have to think whoever actually gets that job and starts, you know, running with it probably should, you know, probably could be in the mention for the Heisman.
You have to at least mention him because he's got history on his side. So, yeah, I could totally see that. We just got to see who ends up being under center. And because of the way their season starts out, we might see both of them early until they kind of get their legs under them. We figure that out. I'm going to stay in the SEC. I'm going to throw out Georgia quarterback Carson Beck. That's just cheating. I understand. Probably top quarterback on top team. So I'll just throw Carson Beck out there. But dude did throw for nearly 4,000 yards last year. And when they got done, everyone was like, oh, Carson Beck kind of had a bad year. Did he, though? Or did he have a really, really good year? I think Beck will have another huge season. I've got one more contender, and then I've got my pick for Heisman. What do you have left, Rob?
Two more contenders in my Heisman.
Let's have your first one.
Next one, Avery Johnson, Kansas State quarterback. I mentioned them before. That's a team I expect to take a step forward, win the conference. And because of that, I think he's, you know, you're going to see his name a lot.
Well, and he's going to put him up passing. He's going to put him up rushing. He can hurt you in a lot of different ways. Really, really dangerous player. Okay. So we're down to one contender each and then a Heisman winner. I'm going to throw out my last contender and I'm going to go to the Big Ten, which sounds crazy because my final Heisman contender is Oregon's Dylan Gabriel. Hey, if Gabriel were 6'2", he would be on everyone's All-American list. He would be looked at as a top pro prospect. He's 5'11", so that hurts him. But he's a six-year senior. He's thrown for nearly 15,000 yards in his career. He has 125 touchdowns. In a program like Oregon, yeah, Gabriel's going to put up huge numbers this year. He's going to put up Heisman-like numbers. I don't know if he'll win it, but he'll be in the hunt for it. Who's your last contender, Rob?
Last contender, Jackson Dart.
See, and that's my winner.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my Heisman winner. So we're kind of, again, on the same page. He's going to put up big numbers this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Dart a lot.
Yeah, expect him slinging it. And then you actually already mentioned my actual Heisman pick.
Did we swap him again?
Well, no, there's Jalen Milroe.
Oh, it is Milroe. Yeah.
Alabama. Yeah, like you said, I think more pass-oriented. And like I said, if Alabama does take that step up better than the public thinks they are without, you know, with Saban gone, I think that, you know, can give you some push. And he actually did get some votes last year for the Heisman as well. So I think kind of that combination of that, Alabama being better, a couple votes from last year. That's my pick to bring home the Heisman this year.
Milroe is electric. That's going to be really, really fun to watch. Rob takes Jalen Milroe, Alabama. I'm going to take Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Had 3,500 yards passing last year. He could actually be better this year. Brings back his receivers. And Lane Kiffin is as crazy as the day is long. Ole Miss has never won a Heisman in their history, so we'll see if he can be the first one. Okay, Rob. Messed around long enough. The inaugural 12-team college football playoff will begin with the first round game on Friday, December 20th. First round action will continue on Saturday, the 21st. You will have games going that weekend. It is going to be insane. Each of the first round games will be played on campuses to be announced on December 8th. Then it just ramps up from there. We get quarterfinals, we get semifinals, we get the national championship, which is slated for Monday, January 20th, down in Atlanta. This marks the very first time that the college football championship has returned to Atlanta or to a city for a second game. Remember that Atlanta hosted back in 18. Rob, right now, we are going to start. Let's start at one. Let's start at one and work our way down to 12. We are going to name our 12 teams going to the national championship. And this is going to be really, really interesting. Again, we have not discussed this. We have not gone through our picks yet. We're going to find out who we picked from the beginning. Rob, right now, this is August. This is real early. College football gets started real minimally this coming Saturday. But right now in August, give me your number one team going to the college football playoff.
Number one pick is going to be Georgia, the SEC champ with an auto bid.
We are right there on the same page. I've got Georgia in as my one. We move on to number two. Rob, who is your number two seed?
And just a quick disclaimer for this. Because the champs get an automatic bid. So you have keep that in mind when we're going. So, you know, if we've got two teams coming out of a conference, the other one, you know, one might be the champ and another one gets in. So just keep that in mind. But give me my Big Ten champ is going to take up the number two spot. And for me, it was Oregon.
Okay, so Rob goes Oregon as Big Ten champ is number two. I've got Ohio State as my Big Ten champ at number two. Remember, those champions of the conference do get the top five seeds. So we're going to have four bigs, and then we're going to have one not four that's going to get that fifth seed. And remember, they'll have to play that first weekend. You don't get to bye if you're the number five seed. That's going to get interesting too. All right, Rob, so we move on to number three. Who gets your number three seed? Because this could be a little bit interesting between two teams. What do you got at number three?
Yeah, three is going to be my ACC champ. And for me, that was Miami.
Okay, so Rob goes Miami at three seed. I'm going to go with my Big 12 champ. I'm going to go with Utah as the three seed. We move on to four. What do you got at four, Rob?
Okay, four is going to be my Big 12 champ, and that is Kansas State.
Kansas State is the four, and of course, I've got Clemson winning the ACC. All right, Rob, we have our four top teams out of the way. They get a bye. They don't have to play that first weekend. But now we have one more conference champion that is going to get the five seed, and they're going to have to play. But hey, they get in. Rob, the hard part is all the other conferences are going to kind of beat up on each other. There is no clear-cut favorite. Who do you have as your number five seed getting in?
Give me a conference USA champ, Liberty, coming in at the number five seed.
See, I've got Liberty too because they're going to skate. They're going to blow everybody out. They're going to get a five seed. I don't know if they're that good. It's hard to tell, but they're going to be good enough to blow out everyone on their conference. And if that is the case, they're in as a five. Okay, we've got our first five out of the way. All right, now it starts to get serious. Who do you got at number six?
Okay, number six is going to be Ohio State. Like I said, they maybe should have won the championship, but they didn't, but still had a great season. They only lost to Michigan State and in the final, conference final. So give me Ohio State is coming in at my number six seed.
All right. I'm going to go with my number six coming out of the SEC. I'm going to go Texas as my number six seed. All right, Rob, moving on to seven. What do you got at number seven?
Number seven, I'm also in the SEC, and give me Ole Miss.
Ooh, Ole Miss gets in as a 7 seed. That's not bad. I'm going to go with Old Faithful. I'm going to go at number 7 with Alabama from the SEC. So I've already got 3 SEC teams in, and we're only in the top 7. All right. Alabama at 7 for me. You've got Ole Miss at 7 for you. Let's go to number 8. Who do you have as the 8 seed?
I am still in the SEC, and I have Alabama making the playoff as well at the number 8
seed. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. People are screaming right now. SEC is loaded. Rob, I'm going to go purely off of experience and history here. Do they deserve it? Probably not. Will they get it? Of course. Notre Dame is my number 8 seed. They're going to get in because people love putting Notre Dame into things that they don't belong in. So that's just where they go. Notre Dame at 8. All right, we move on to the 9 seed. Rob, who do you have at 9?
Okay, Notre Dame was my first team out, so I like that pick.
Okay.
Just a little teaser there. Number 9, yeah. Give me Clemson. Fight the Dabo hate that I had earlier. I still think, like I said, that defense carries them, so they're definitely a playoff team. I got them at number 9, Clemson.
Well, so we're kind of on the same page, because at number 9, I've got Florida State coming out of the ACC, so we just kind of swapped that exact same thinking. All right, we're getting down to it now. Who do you have at number 10?
Number 10, I mentioned them earlier, had some questions about it, but you still can't deny the talent. Texas
gets
in. Number
in. All right, so Rob's got Texas at 10. We kind of swapped this. I've got Oregon at 10. So Oregon is still getting in out of the Big Ten, but we've kind of got those switched around. All right, 2 seeds left. Somebody's getting left out. Who do you have at number 11?
Number 11, surprisingly, give me USC. Like I said before, that defense is better. Riley still has the offense doing enough. One of those last picks, it's all jumbled up around these 11, 12, 13. Yeah. But give me USC sneaking in.
Okay. I'm going to go at 11. I'm going to go with Ole Miss getting in from the SEC there. Again, people are mad at the SEC. They're loaded. Get used to it. All right, Rob. Final pick. Number 12.
Came down to 2. Notre Dame lost out on it. So I'm going to go Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State gets in from the Big 12. See, this is funny because I've got someone I think sneaking in, but sneaking in from the Big 10. I shouldn't do this. I have Penn State getting in from the Big 10 at my number 12. Okay. So our opening round, remember, 1 through 4 gets a bye. So Rob, in your 5-12 matchup, you have Liberty versus Oklahoma State?
Correct.
Who comes out of it?
I have Oklahoma State.
Of course you do.
And in this spot, though, I will say, like I said, that last team in, it's tough for Liberty. But I think whoever sneaks in that last spot, I think they get to the next round. But in my case, good it's luck. Oklahoma State.
See, I've got Liberty playing Penn State, and I've got the same thing. Penn State's going to win because you haven't played big dogs like this all year. So Penn State's getting through. All right. At that second game, I've got number 6 Texas against number 11 Ole Miss. And I have Texas advancing. Who do you have in your 6-11?
6-11, I've got Ohio State versus USC.
Oh, we've got a Rose Bowl right there. Mm-hmm. Who's getting through? Who's getting through that?
Give me Ohio State.
Okay. So we're still on track here. At number 7, I've got Alabama, and they're going to face number 10, Oregon. And I'm telling you right now, if this happened, I would not be able to wait for this game. That would be really, really fun to watch. I'm going to have Alabama getting by and advancing, so I've got Alabama moving on. All right, Rob, who do you have as your number 7 and your number 10?
7-10 game. I got number 7 Ole Miss versus number 10 Texas.
Ooh.
Good game. Would love to see it.
That'd be fun.
I think we get full shootout here and give me number 7 Ole Miss advancing.
Ole Miss gets through. Oh, I like this a lot. All right. We get to our final opening round game. I've got number 8 Notre Dame versus number 9 Florida State. And I've got Florida State advancing. So who do you have in your 8-9?
I've got number 8 Alabama playing number 9 Clemson. This is where it ends for Clemson. Give me Alabama advancing.
Bama moves on. So, Rob, we're going to end up with very similar picks again. So if we move on to the quarterfinals, then I have Georgia facing Florida State in that first game. Number 1 versus my number 9. I have Georgia versus Florida State. I believe you have Georgia versus Alabama.
Yep. It would be Georgia versus Alabama for me on that next round. And I have
either way, we probably have the same team advancing.
Georgia.
Yep. Okay. Moving on. In my second game, I've got number two Ohio State now facing number seven Alabama, and I've got Alabama advancing. Sorry, I know. Sucks to suck, but I've got Alabama moving on. Sorry, Ohio State. You do whatever you want with Ryan Day. Rob, who do you have in your two versus, I believe, seven matchup?
Yep. Number two, Oregon, and it'd be versus number seven, Ole Miss.
Yep.
And give me Oregon advancing here.
Oregon moves by. Okay. In my third game, I've got number three, Utah, against number six, Texas. And I've got Texas advancing and moving on. What do you have in your 3-6 or your 3-11, I guess?
Yep. I've got number three, Miami, and they're going to be playing number six, Ohio State. That slid through, and I got Ohio State advancing.
Okay. Final game of the quarterfinals. I have number four, Clemson, facing number 12, Penn State, who got the, you know, bye of Liberty. And I have Clemson advancing. So let's have your final quarterfinal game, and then we'll go through our final four. What do you have in your last game?
Yep. Give me number four, Kansas State. They're playing number 12, Oklahoma State. And give me Kansas State.
Kansas State is moving on. Okay. So right now in our semifinal, I have first game is Georgia versus Clemson and Ohio State versus Texas. Rob, what do you have in your final four?
Final four, I've got Georgia versus Kansas State, and I have Oregon versus Ohio State.
Rob, we take a lot of different routes, but we usually end up in the exact same place, and it seems that we've done exactly that again this year. Okay, who wins your two final games?
Yeah, give me Georgia over Kansas State.
Okay.
And upset special, Oregon over Ohio State. Ryan Day fired.
Oregon comes. I have got Georgia advancing past Clemson, and I have got Texas advancing past Ohio State. Ryan Day fired. Either way, it ends up with Ryan Day getting fired. I think that's the lesson learned here. All right. So I've got Georgia versus Texas in my final. Rob, you have Georgia versus Oregon in your final. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
And in that championship game, who do you have coming out on top?
Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Rob, we take a lot of different paths, but I've got Georgia beating Texas in my championship. You know what, though? The bottom line is, this is going to be amazing to see these games get decided on the field instead of decided by a computer. We're going to actually get to see them play for it. And that is the best part about this whole situation. We have never seen that in the history of ever. We actually get to see it decided on the field. I love that.
Absolutely. I agree. And like you said, there's so many different permutations you could go through this. The fact that, you know, we don't think Liberty could go far, but the fact that someone from that outside conference, you get a seat at the table, you know, you get a shot at it. We don't have to wonder about it. You had a good season. You're in there. Let's see what happens. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Hey, if a Boise State or one of those kind of teams gets rolling, they're going to take that seat at the table. And I love seeing them get a chance, because how many times have we seen, what if they'd have played? What if they'd gotten in? And we don't get to see it. We never get to see it decided on the field. Will there be arguments? Yes. I think college football, to a degree, kind of likes the argument. So I don't even think they care that much. But we're actually going to see it decided on the football field. 13 through 20, you can complain all you want. This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for the season to begin. It's going to be fun. Hey, Rob, I hate to ask you this, but I'm going to have to. Next week, we gotta bring you back. Like, we gotta do the NFL, and we might have to bring you back two more weeks, because the NFL is too big to sort it all out in just one week. Might have a couple other people join us, but next week, I don't know. We're gonna have to jump on this again and see if we can't figure out who's gonna. And if you've listened to us very long, you know we don't just make picks; we nail it every single year, and we're gonna do it again this year. If you want to know how it's gonna go, just tune in, because that's how it's gonna happen. You good to come back the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely. I've been waiting all summer for football to start again. like I said, Olympics was here, so it helped ease the those summer months.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know, Rob, it helped until we got to breakdancing. I'm going to be honest. And then, Rob, there are people who can breakdance. None of them were in the Olympics. I don't understand. We have really good breakdancers here in the States. I know we do. They weren't there. I don't know where they were, but they weren't in the Olympics. What happened? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Either. I don't either. Should
we be concerned that the rest of the world is catching us in basketball because they are?
I think so. Yes, I think so. Yeah, those glory days where, you know, everything's a blowout is no longer. And like I said, even on the women's side, like I said, the catch up is taking a little bit longer on the women's side as well. But it's they are definitely making ground.
They could have won that game. They could have. The men could have gone down twice. Mm-hmm. The women easily could have gone down in the final. If the girl marks her feet, she probably puts it at least in overtime. We're, you know, coming down to a flip the coin. It's really, really interesting. Rob, we got to ask one more question before I let you go. I know we've probably kept you for too long as it is. Rob, the Premier League, it's kicking off. It's getting rolling. Who's your pick in the Premier League? Who's going to do it? Can anybody challenge Manchester City? Is anybody out there going to do it?
You would have to think so. I mean, that run is getting a little ridiculous.
I'm over it. But who could do it? Who actually has the ability to do it? I'm gonna throw out Arsenal, but I'm limited on my knowledge. I feel like they're the only team that even has a chance of truly knocking off Man City. But do you have anybody that can beat them?
That would have been my pick as well. Arsenal, I think, is probably the closest there. You know, Man U is obviously the same fan pick. Man U is obviously the fan pick. But yeah, Arsenal. But again, at this point, anybody but Man City, I think. You know, The run should finally come to an end.
I agree. I'm going to be cheering for Tottenham. I know it's not going to happen because they can't have nice things. They added a piece this year, but we know how it ends. It's like the Chargers or something. They look good on paper, but we know how it's going to end. It's going to end in pain. So, all right, Rob, next week, NFL, let's run this back a couple more weeks. But hey, as usual, always thank you. Love having you come into the dose. Give your opinion. Rob sees things that other people don't see. That's why he's the president of the I-Team. He understands these things. He understands sports. He gets it like no other. We always enjoy your visits. Thank you so much for joining us for another college football preview, Rob.
Absolutely. And I will, I'll see you next week.
Hey, next week on The Dose, you know, like we just talked about with Rob, we are going to be bringing you our 2024 NFL preview and getting you ready for what should be a very entertaining season. Who is going to make the playoffs? Who is going to be winning Super Bowl 59 this year? It is in New Orleans. We will answer all those questions, plus a few questions you probably weren't even asking, next week on The Dose. So be sure you stop by and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to Big Rob for all that you contribute to The Dose. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for going over to DailyDoseSports.com, where we do have new articles going up every week. If you missed it this week, go check it out. It's about the Broncos and what we should be thinking about them. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week and enjoy the kickoff of college football season.